So it's New Zealand Music Month. We've talked about this. I won't say it again. You should all know by now. Te Maramapuro, Aotearoa. Really exciting time to be reflecting on the beautiful music that makes our lives so special and is just pumping out from all across the motu. This year, the theme for New Zealand Music Month is Our Sounds, Our Spaces, which is a real focus on the venues, the physical spaces that our music exists within and how we can celebrate that. And so as part of that, this week, we're hearing stories from different promoters, music venue managers, people who are involved in their various pockets of the live music scene about some of their favourite live music memories and their favourite venue spaces. So we sat down with John Baker, who I'm sure many of you will be familiar with, a pretty iconic promoter for a long time here in Aotearoa. You may know him from bringing the White Stripes to Aotearoa for the first time, but also, yeah, very involved in the local scene.
Mm-hmm.
And a real lovely guy. And he told me all about how much he loved the stage door in Ōtautahi Christchurch. So we're going to listen to him telling us some great stories from that and then listen to some Chance R&B. I think it's a live recording from the stage door, which is very exciting.
Hi, my name's John Baker, and I'm a local rock and roll historian. I'd like to tell you about a venue in Christchurch called The Stage Door. It's no longer operational, but I found out about it when I was a teenager and when I was researching this Christchurch band called Chance R&B, and they had this club in Hereford Lane in Christchurch from 1965 to 1966, a basement cellar, and down there they would play with their instruments that were made by a local guy called Bernie Bisfin, but they were practitioners of R&B, and that's not like the modern R&B, that's like the Pretty Things, Rolling Stones, and they were a four-piece: Mike Rudd, Trevor Courtney on drums, Max Kelly on guitar, and Martin Forer on bass. Anyway, I got so interested, I started researching this venue. When I moved to Christchurch, I found out where the building was. I went down there. It was this black basement. It looked amazing. There was still graffiti from 1965 and 1966 down there that people had etched into these rafters that were literally just above my head. I mean, I'm just over 6 foot, and the top of my head was rubbing on those rafters. Might be explain a bit of my hair loss now. I found out that Chance R&B played there through this homemade PA, and there was kind of like the alternative group in Christchurch at the time, and they had a bunch of long hairs, and they would call themselves mods that went down there. It was a real kind of like almost inclusive club and an alternative to the pop music at the time. Jump ahead to post all the earthquakes. Every time I go down to Christchurch, I make a pilgrimage to go down there and go for a midnight look at the venue, which, and if I can say this on radio, which usually means having to climb in through a broken window. And what was great about that venue is that's pretty much the only place where Chance... I eventually found a gentleman called Fred Goldring who had filmed Chance R&B down at the stage door, and the footage is unbelievable. And then I got to find a live recording, which I think BFM's going to play now. And it was pretty much a set down at the stage door, and it's raw as anything. And it was loud, but also you can hear the crowd interacting with the band, and they do a fantastic version of the Pretty Things' Don't Bring Me Down, which maybe BFM listeners are more familiar with David Bowie's version of Pin Ups. But the recordings were made in 1966, so when I was able to see the photos, see the footage, hear the live recordings, and actually get down there, I've become obsessed with the stage door, and I think it might be my favourite venue in New Zealand ever and ever, even though I've never actually seen a band in the flesh there live.